Anyway, that's the end of Mailbag. Let's move on to the last part. Saber, you and SK can goof off in your not being able to talk lands.
You can, yeah, you can do the thing you do when you're alone.
Kindly piss off!
No, before we go, we have to have a conversation about Video Fest, me and Saber, right now.
Where's that kick button?
Video Fest are a thing that we do.
Anyway, third part. Third part. Welcome to third part. So, did your plans include a third part?
Plans?
Thank you for listening to Podcast, everybody.
I can do a dramatic reading of Junk Heap Greatest Hits posts.
Podcast, the third gathers, Backstroke of the West.
Actually, doing dramatic readings might not be a bad idea.
Dramatic readings of what, though?
I'm looking through Junk Heap's Greatest Hits.
No, let's do another dramatic reading of Draw Every Pokemon.
Let's do a dramatic reading of Coral Mayhem.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh boy. Let's do a dramatic reading of one of the old ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for right now.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Let's see here. How about the first worst of cosplay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, either that or first worst of Pokemon fan art.
No, worst of cosplay, obviously. I just seen that giant shy guy. Clearly, we need to redo this one.
Okay.
Before you get into this, you guys should consider dramatic reading the old fanfics.
I really don't want to look at that anymore.
Yeah, do it.
This is my podcast. I'll turn it around. I'm cutting it down. Get away from this podcast. I'm cutting it down. Anyway, alright.
Oh, that was only our third?
Yeah, this is only our third one. Who's got GS Gold?
I'll take GS Gold. Someone that, Rick has to have me so he can do a soapy voice.
Okay, I'll do also mine.
I gotta do someone because I actually wasn't in this one. I'll do Static.
Okay.
Or unless we can get Static to do Static.
No, she's in the shower right now.
Okay. So, don't you have a waterproof headset or something?
Boy, if I could be in there, I'd be in there. Is this the man we want to be using a knife?
Alright, Oh, right, I'm GS Gold, right.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me come with the GS Gold voice real quick.
Herber.
Shy guy really let himself go.
Raichu, give it another body slam! Is he drinking to victory?
Who's Rick?
Saber!
None?
You're Rick.
I'm Rick.
SK's Rick. Rick.
Okay. Then you're anti, I guess, Saber.
I have to do a Rick voice.
Which fucking one are we on?
The third one.
I thought this was just you guys, so I was looking at the Rams.
No, worst of cosplay number one. It's the third.
Oh, okay.
Podcast! My Rick voice is, what's Rick?
Hi!
He's drinking alcoholism.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
He is curing his shyness.
I like his tiny head.
His head makes up like 1% of his body mass.
I think tiny head alone makes him not look like a shy guy.
Shy guy body 7%, head 10%, beer XXX%.
Would Yoshi get drunk eating that guy and crapping out an egg?
Two 12-step plans.
Step one. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not me.
It's me.
Sorry.
Right. Step one, ale. Step two, coma.
Step one, dress as shy guy. Step two, drink alcohol. Step three, step four, profit.
Step one, beer. Step two, beer. Step three, exacto knife. Step four, oh god, get it away.
are the only person who is extremely turned on by members of AA.
Yes, Auntie. Yes, you are.
Step 13, have sex with Auntie.
First one at MatsuriCon 2006. I almost read this as masturbation, which is funny because I'm sure that's what someone's doing as they look at this picture.
Oh God, obese shy guy, fap, fap, fap. Rock is a lanky, lanky man.
Did James turn black and itching himself?
That Misty is a bit downsy.
Is that
my
woman...
hair is inviting you to enter the castle.
Is that a woman playing James? This one is supposed to be James. I honestly can't tell.
Who the hell is that next to Jesse? Oak?
Bear Midriff is Jesse.
Ben Heyman on the far left stunning them.
James putting Pokemon into his vagina.
Jesse had cancer and lost her long, beautiful hair. Frowny face. Ash looked pissed off.
I like how Ash is this disgruntled-looking Asian dude.
And is suffocating his Pikachu against his thigh.
I have noticed one error in this picture. Black people do not watch anime.
I don't know about you, but it looks to me that James is getting aroused by whoever is taking the picture.
I don't watch this ass manga die thing, so I'm not familiar with this guy.
I believe we have a case of child abuse here.
Head exploding, orky cat, slug bot.
That cat monster is eating that child.
No! Save little Timmy!
Seriously, though, that hat looks like it's chewing on its head.
I would hit that like the fist of an angry god again and again until it's exploded on the wall. For the record, I do not mean in a sexual manner.
Most anime watchers never ever have kids.
I think they kidnapped that child. I refuse to believe they managed to reproduce.
Cost $1. Why not just throw him in a trash bag and tell me he's the blob?
2 yards of fabric, 20 cents. Children's clothing, 50 cents of Goodwill. Ruining your child for the rest of their life, priceless.
I can imagine someone entering this in for their yearbook.
I can imagine someone entering this in for their scrapbook.
I can imagine that person being beaten up and laughed at.
Here's little Jimmy as a Nico.
Too bad Yoshi isn't here. That man has a Pikachu fetish, okay. I swear.
Costume was destroyed in a car accident in November 2001, so was kind of forcibly retired. There is a god.
I love you, god!
And I chipped a tooth sewing it. How the fuck do you do that? Whoops, I stabbed myself in the teeth with the needle. Oh, silly me.
How come the red spots on the cheek are like way down near the mouth?
Static, that is chocolate. Hours to make, 10 through 20. 19 of those hours were just putting it on.
I can't tell if this is a dude or a chick. I'd look at the breasts, but those might be manjugs. The mandoilers!
You sound like Crack Stuntman from Homestar Runner.
The bandoliers! I like how one eye is bigger than the other. It makes it look like a downsy cloaked thing.
I'd rather stare into Blaziken's asshole than those eyes. Hey, Heiko.
Inspiration. I love jobs. So I decided to make my own costume. Rape a homeless person and steal their jacket.
Favorite aspect? The eyes? How well they came out? One could take this two ways.
It came out better than his face at birth?
One eye looks at you, the other looks at your soul.
Excuse me while I go punch this fool in the face, and then explain afterward that I didn't know there was a face there, that it was an accident. And then I'll do it again, because I'm a hateful man.
Is it just me, or does the eyes make him look like he's suffering from Downs? Ooh.
Chance that she wanted a mushroom backpack, so I ripped off my penis and sewn paper straps to it.
That's not even a photo. What the fuck?
No clip art? Fail.
That is the wackiest MS Paint vagina I've ever seen.
I put my entire heart and soul into this piece of art. See? Right there. That's the heart. Da, da, da. I'm so lonely. Aww.
Only a robot could put his heart into something and come out with this piece of shit. A robot running Windows ME and Banzai, buddy.
Somehow I don't think this even exists. Lucky Chan is probably a dog, and his backpack is probably a handkerchief full of semen.
It looks like someone got tarred and feathered on April Fool's Day. Are those red feathers on the nipples?
Nipple feathers.
Watch out! Ultra's mate used its nipple flare attack!
Basically, a hot, sensuous, mysterious, sexy, enticing human. This is the sign of someone who owns funhouse mirrors.
I was going for Ultra's, but it came out gay drag queen on fire. Aw. Desu!
Desu. If you poke both nipples at the same time, an egg comes out with Mew 3 in it.
I wonder if that suit has a strategically placed hole for those Pokemon suit fuckfests or whatever.
My hair is in my strategically placed hole.
Just gold, even.
He's down, folks.
She's cold. Do you even know how they have sex?
The female lays her eggs, and the male comes and jacks off on them. Where is this whole shit coming from?
I thought it was like a game show. Come on down, you're the next contestant, and let's make a baby.
Ironic black man in cuffs motif.
Cue slavery jokes.
Zelos has that date rape smirk on his face.
Regal, get that hand off my ass, cracker.
They don't post their budget here. Let's assume it's zero. Or hell, let's assume it's $10,000. And that they managed to do a poor job because it's really that inept.
$10,000 to get Sam Jackson put in a blue wig.
Most of all, I like Zelos' belt. I seriously don't remember Zelos having such a two-toned belt.
Well, my belt's made with cardboard and spray paint, too.
I like the teeny tiny buckle on the belt. Probably the same size as manhood.
Static is evaluating other men's penis sizes. Film it.
Oh, no!
Unfortunate positioning. No, unfortunate positioning.
Rick spelling. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, fuck off, emoticon.
Ah! Pikachu is mutating!
dun, dun, honey, dun, dun, I shrunk dun, the Pokemon dun, dun. Trainer.
I like where the Pokeballs are. Actually, I don't. It's creepy.
Guys, I need a place to pose. Quick, give me some orange toilet paper!
I'm not sure I get to pose ashes in here either. It looks like he's trying as hard as his pants will let him to do a split.
His crotch is in the perfect place for me to throw a cinder block at.
Hardest task? Rigging the voice into it, which recently short-circuited and was removed. Rick pictures Pikachu's head on fire.
That's it. If that's it. If you play with the Pokeballs, as the speaker says, I am Ash Ketchum from the town of Pallet. I am going to be the world's number one Pokemon master.
She let me wear that AWA while she wore Ash. She. Holy fuck, my testicles imploded.
I wonder if that's Tenda as Ash.
Oh, I'm so strangely muscular.
Wait, no, don't publish that. Oh, shit.
What is with Tenda? Because she came back and she's totally normal, so...
You know, if Pikachu fell over, he'd be totally screwed with those stubby limbs.
Hey! I fell down! Oh no! Stop! Yu-Gi-Oh fans are stomping my face! Ah!
Oh god, why did this whale Lord. Think it'd be a good idea?
Oh god!
This one? No!
Okay, think. Load, damn it. Load! This site's being slow for me. What the? Ass wrangling, butt flapping, cunt can in his ass!
I'm pretty sure Shishomaru has one chin.
In case of an emergency, this cosplayer can be used as a flotation device.
Wow, that couch is pretty fat.
Oh god, who put Moby Dick in the cosplay outfit? Dear god, where's Captain Ahab? We need to kill this thing!
How does task managing full robes and fur had to wear outer robe higher than drawn just so it was not stepped on in hallways? No, hardest task, not smelling like a decaying pig's corpse.
Fetch. This line made me laugh so hard. Shishomaru, your mama's so fat, I probably closed the fucking window. Seriously, man, I seriously closed that window already. I'm not willing to look at that anymore.
His dad must have been pretty drunk.
Very drunk, and committed suicide.
His dad was a dog.
Guess what, his mom was a dog too, apparently. Saber?
Oh, hardest task, knowing I will never be loved by another human being.
Think how many animals were killed for that fur scarf thing.
God, at least 10 animals.
There had to be at least shitload to cover that, I am beast.
You probably just shaved your back.
Look at how many animals would kill for that 250 pounds of extra fat.
All of them. All of them were killed. Remember the dodo? It's part of her. Remember the dinosaurs? They're part of her. Remember your mom? She's part of her.
Ever wondered how the woolly mammoth went extinct? Looks like that one fat chick from Candyland.
You know, this one wasn't much better than the last one.
The ugly steak was busy today.
Least favorite aspect, the arms of the dress gape, so without the vest, you can see my pudgy underarm. Try, I didn't put on the parka, so you can see my pudgy everything.
Inspiration, my little friends, but to admire your characters, and it was this one, Bowser. Whoops, you chose the wrong one, Desu.
She looks like a damn troll beast. I'm fearing for my goats live near here.
Hottest task, hat. Oh god, the hat, it's a modified Walmart pillow. It kept on sliding off my head, so I used a pack of hairpins and a few clear bra straps as a double chin strap.
Best performance overall at Animathon 13. What? How did this win an award?
She probably ate the competition.
It was probably against Shishomaru's mom and those Pokemon people from earlier.
Cosplayer. I was going for Toad, but it came out giant penis, lol.
You know, I was thinking about that fat cess, and I wonder if small people can climb the mountains of fat.
Why is it that when I stare at this picture, I imagine her saying, "Hi, I'm Daisy"?
Why do you stare at this picture?
In sheer disbelief? Ah! And her eyes! Her eyes! They eat my soul!
When I stare at this picture, all I can see is blood. Oh god, it's my blood.
Snoop a dog trooper.
I knew Luigi was a woman! Ah!
That Koopa is naked, bruh!
Where are his boxers? Oh dear god, think of the children!
I'd give him the best kidnap the families of three semi-attractive women and force them to cosplay with you award.
Best rapist.
Wouldn't Bowser be more appropriate then?
Anybody want to pay him for sex with one of his harem of women dressed as video game characters?
Oh, the word harem is forever ruined for me.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who'd pay to screw women dressed as video game characters. This is a convention we're talking about.
Mama mia, Mario is a woman. What will he do? Answer. Fuck Koopa Troopa. GS Gold and pasta.
Oh god, I've been found. It's very disturbing how much that guy looks like me, actually. I am convinced it's a doppelganger who I must kill.
Since when did Mario have nearsightedness?
Here we go. Oh god, what is it? What is with that mustache? Does it have legs? Is it a bug? Is it crawling up his face? Get that shit off, man. It will crawl up into your nose. Crawl into your brain. Infect your brain. Control you. Control you. Make you make people cosplay. It will conquer the world for cosplay. Shitty cosplay will reign. Does anyone have a can of Raid handy?
How does Task overcome the horrible, horrible shame of ever having been born? How does Task coming up with enough courage to end my pathetic life?
Mustache? Really nose hair secretly combed up.
My mustache could kill the shit out of this guy's mustache.
He's after your stash points.
Once a person looked at my mustache and said, wow, you need to shave that off. And my mustache punctured the guy in the face.
Mario made a deal with the devil to have the most creepy hairy mustache ever. Aww. Uh-huh.
Those are some really white gloves.
Hardest task.
Hardest task. The symbol on the hat was hard to make.
That's just cutting felt. The fuck is wrong with this man?
E-M-M. Oh god, this concept of letters is hard. Ah.
Dear god.
I forgot this one.
Dear god.
Oh god.
Lord, why have you done this to your children?
Dear god. Is James stroking back there? That woman dressed as Pikachu. Her crotch doesn't look right.
I thought it was Jesse who wore the belly shirt. Pikachu should not be made fetishy.
Favorite aspect, the scared looks we got from children. Oh god, I can't stop laughing at this. While all of you are horrified, I am amused.
This is Scott Naaman now.
I fear you're right.
We should kill them, out of kindness.
Yeah, James is obviously stroking, though.
Which one is Amy?
James, how can I look even more creepy?
I can easily say that guy saying,
I'm feeling giddy!
In a deep date rape voice.
If there's a god, those people are dead.
I just imagine the two of them walking up to some guy innocently dressed up as Goku or something. Hey, sweet cheeks.
James' stomach looks extra pasty today.
But his dad's not going directly to hell.
At least they had the courtesy to blur all the people behind them. I wouldn't want to be seen anywhere near these guys.
I think the people somehow blurred themselves.
Perhaps they're blurring devices that are provided by con employees.
Question, why is Pikachu with James? Shouldn't it be me with Meowth?
Static, maybe this is the sadistic land where Pikachu did get captured by Team Rocket.
Oh, so that's what they want Pikachu for. James wants to rape me in my sleep.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Mostly homicidal, why do you ask?
Maybe with the years of therapy, we can push this all into deep, deep repression.
Also, years of repeated ocular exposure to nuclear holocaust.
Ow, I hurt myself.
How fitting.
What do you think these people are doing now?
Masturbating to anime?
Fat cess, masturbating with a can of Pepsi. To bondage people, no need to explain.
Masturbating to pictures of people, masturbating to pictures of people dressed as anime characters.
Exactly.
Hopefully they're all sucking the barrel of a super shotgun as we speak.
Or a BFG 9000. Or 80.
You should see the things I didn't put up.
There was waste.
Man, Misty. I await death's calm embrace.
Ah, well done.
A little bonus stage action. Prongles and Jew Bears by Genetra Stocks. Genetra Stocks, English 102. The Kugelmas episode. Setting, time, spring or summer in the late 1900s. Place, New York City and Yonville. Duration, a few months, about 3 or 4 months. Characters, main, Sidney Kugelmas, a professor of humanities at New York City College. He is bald and hairy as a bear, but he has a soul. He is also a Jew. Minor, Daphne, Dr. Mandel, Perpsky, Emma Bovary. Theme, don't marry a person just for their money because you have all kinds of problems.
Well done. Well done, gentlemen.
A nice bonus step.
We've hit the hour mark, and goddamn, that was brilliant. Maybe we should do that again sometime.
Yeah,
that was fucking magical.
Coral Mayhem, the audiobook.
Audiobook Mayhem.
That was golden.
All right, people. Any final comments? Saber, any final comments?
Oh, wow. I can't believe we just did that entire thing.
SK, final comment.
Played the whole thing.
Yeah, now
SK.
What, huh?
Final comment, sir?
That's your final comment. Okay, so...
I'm eating pizza.
I'm glad we did this podcast tonight.
Yeah, that was awesome. Good job. Yoshi.
I make a bad girl.
People can take that different ways. Well, folks, I'm glad we had such an awesome time. No more depressing bullshit, podcast. Yeah. Let's move on to something awesome like reading Coral Mayhem. So anyway, for all the dudes who are sitting here with me and all you internet
zombies!
Oh, God. Good night, folks!
Good night, everybody! You can be